Let's go to finance now, and the latest national accounts figures are out today, and they're expected to show solid growth in the September quarter. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg predict GDP grew by 0.7% over the period, up from 0.5% in the June quarter.
Now, that would take the annual growth rate to 3.1%. Analysts say that isn't strong enough to make any inroads into cutting the jobless rate.
In Russia, Western sanctions over Ukraine and falling oil prices are taking a heavy toll on that country's economy. The government has slashed its economic forecast for next year and warned that Russia is now heading into recession.
Russia's Economic Development Ministry estimates the economy will contract by 0.8% next year. It had previously estimated the economy would grow by 1.2% in 2015. OK, let's go to the markets, and US energy companies are pushing Wall Street higher despite a fall in global oil prices overnight. The Dow closed more than 0.5% higher. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 also made gains. In London, the FTSE was also up. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $67 a barrel, Tampas is at $74 a barrel, and gold is at $1,199 an ounce. The Aussie dollar's at 84 US cents, 68 euro cents and 54 pence sterling.